Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Welcome to Bible Issues, where we teach you to hear God's voice in the Bible. Whatever your situation, you can find God's direction in His Word. We are Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampal Chidi.
Last time, we looked at Romans chapter 10, and we learned that faith begins with the Word of God. So I'm going to reread some of those verses from Romans chapter 10, starting from verse 14. How then shall they call upon him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? So faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So in that scripture, we saw that salvation or faith is a five-step process. It begins with the Word of God. Then God has to send somebody to preach it. You have to hear it. Then you have to believe it. And then finally, you call upon the name of Jesus. That's the five steps of faith. So the part that I would like to focus on today is the last step. After you've heard the Word and you've believed it, true faith acts on the Word of God. True faith, if we're talking about salvation, it calls upon the name of Jesus. True faith publicly calls on and confesses the name Jesus Christ. There is a scripture in the book of James, chapter 2, verse 17, that says, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I will show you my faith by my works. We are not saved by works, but when we have true faith, it results in some kind of an action. It results in some kind of a changed life. When you are genuinely saved, the Bible says, all things are passed away, and all things have become new. If you have been genuinely saved, there will be some kind of change that demonstrates that you truly have faith. Faith, salvation, is not simply a matter of praying a prayer or attending an altar call. Salvation is not simply a matter of going to church and then backbiting and resenting people. Salvation will always be accompanied by a changed life. You will not be perfect right away, but you will see a change. You will see a drastic change from an old creation to a new creation. And if what I'm saying does not describe you, I would strongly recommend that you examine your life, pray really honestly about it, and make your calling and election sure. That's what the Bible says. True faith without works is dead. Faith is always accompanied by action. The book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And another translation reads it like this. It is the assurance of things that are expected and the conviction of things that are not seen. Faith believes in something that is invisible. However, faith itself is not invisible. Let me repeat that. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The word hope means an expectation based on the promise of God. That is invisible. Hope is invisible. The Bible says, hope that is seen is not hope. So hope is something that is invisible. God makes you a promise, and you have no way of seeing it, you have no way of knowing it for sure, but you believe it. Jesus Christ said he will return again. You've never seen him. You weren't there when he said it, but you believe it and you look forward to it. It's called a blessed hope. Hope is invisible, but faith is not invisible. Faith can be seen. Faith is a conviction of things that are not seen. And when you truly have faith, it is evident to everyone else. Everyone else can see your faith. It's obviously not a tangible thing that you could touch and hold, but by your actions, people could see that you have faith. For example, there's a story in the Bible about a man who was paralyzed. And Jesus was preaching in a house, and the man could not get to him because of the crowd. So he got some of his friends, and they literally took the roof off of a building to lower him down to where Jesus was. And the Bible says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said, "Your faith has made you whole. Pick up your bed and walk." When you truly have faith, it is a conviction that compels you to act. Could you imagine Martin Luther King Jr. back in the 1960s? He had a dream that black kids and white kids would play together and that there will be no racism, no discrimination. And he had a dream. He was willing to go out and protest. He was willing to sacrifice his own life for it. Could you imagine if Martin Luther King just said, "You know, I don't like this racism thing," and he just sat in his living room and did nothing? Would anybody take him seriously? Would he be the great civil rights leader that he turned out to be in history? You can't just stay quiet when you have a conviction. Jeremiah said he tried to stay quiet, but the word shot up in him like fire in his bones. When Peter saw Jesus walking on water, he said, "Lord, if it's you, bid me come." And Jesus said, "Come." Do you think Peter miraculously was translated out of the boat by some mystical force? No, Peter had to deliberately, as an act of his will, step out of that boat before he could walk on water. If he truly believed in Jesus' word, he had to act on it. There's a woman with an issue of blood, and the Bible says she heard that Jesus was coming in her area. And she said within her heart, "If I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed." And the Bible says when he was passing, there was such a crowd that she crawled through that crowd on her hands and knees. She suffered the embarrassment, the humiliation. She probably got kicked. She was able to crawl through that crowd and touch the hem of his garment, and she was healed. Now, here's what irritates me many times. People read that account in the Bible, and what they come away with is this: faith talks to yourself. And that is all they get from that particular scripture. And that reminds me of a TV show called Everybody Loves Raymond, where Raymond's father believed the moral of the Adam and Eve story is that you shouldn't eat when you're naked. That's what you call missing the point. There is another man who believed that one of the thieves who died on the cross together with Christ was the Apostle Paul's father. And why he believes that is because Paul said, "My old man was crucified with Christ." So he thought Paul's father was one of the thieves. And again, that's what you call reading the Bible and missing the point. Let us read the Bible and not miss the point. The point of that story with the woman with the issue of blood is that she was willing to do whatever it took to get her healing. Jesus gave a parable about a man who had two sons. He told both of them, "Come and work in my field." And the first one said, "Yes, I will come." But he never showed up. The second one said, "No, I will not do it." But he changed his mind and he did it. So Jesus said the second son is the one that was commended of the father. So the one that Jesus commended was not the one who had the right words, but the one who had the right actions. Because faith acts on the word of God. Faith acts on a conviction based on what God has promised. If you spend a lot of time on Facebook, you will understand what I'm about to say next. We live in what I call the meme generation. You go on Facebook and you see Christians posting scriptures, and that's great, wonderful. They post scriptures with colorful backgrounds or with a picture of Jesus knocking on a door. And then they say, if you love Jesus, type amen and pass this on to all your friends. So you, and there are people saying, amen, yes, I receive it in Jesus' name. But the Bible says, if you love God, keep his commandments. You see, the word of God is not something that you say amen to. The word of God is something that you do, that you put into practice. You have to apply it. There is no point hearing the word of God, hearing a promise from God, and just saying, I receive it in Jesus' name, and probably doing some kind of action with your hand as if you're taking something. No, that is not faith. True faith acts on the word of God. Are you looking for a job? How do you get a job? Do you say, I receive it in Jesus' name, and pull your hand to your chest? No. You have to get qualified. Then you have to identify a job where there's a vacancy. Apply for it. Get your resume in order. Send it out. Do an interview. And then you get the job. You have to act. You can't just sit down home and wait and hope. You have to act on it. And then God will bless you with a job. It doesn't mean you don't have faith and you're not trusting God. Faith is an action word. Faith is not a sitting down word. Faith is not a passive word. Faith is active, not passive. Are you believing God? Are you a single Christian believing God to send you a husband or wife? How exactly are you waiting on God? Are you sitting home waiting like Sleeping Beauty or Rapunzel for her prince to show up at her door with a red rose? Or are you acting on your faith? You could sit down home and wait and hope and wish, or you could do something about it. You could look, you could make yourself available. And I will talk a lot more about this maybe later on. In fact, we're working on a book right now on the myths Christians believe that keep them single. The Bible talks about God directing our paths. If you drive with Waze, let me tell you how Waze works, or any kind of GPS software. You're typing an address on Waze, but if you're not moving, Waze doesn't give you any directions. All it tells you is, start driving. It is only when you start driving that Waze gives you more information. In 200 feet, turn left. You have to start moving in order for it to kick in. The Bible says God directs your steps, but if you're standing still, your steps cannot be directed. It is only when you start moving that God steps in and he gives you further information. He told Abraham, go. And that is all he told Abraham. Leave your country and go. Abraham had no idea where he was going. Abraham had no idea why he was going. But he left. He just followed God. And as he went, God gave him further directions, further clarification. If you have faith and it doesn't compel you to act on it, what you have is not faith. It's something else. True faith is an action word.
Join us again for our next program. Find us online at BibleIssues.org. Join us also on our Facebook group. To be able to access the group, go to BibleIssues.org, where you will find the link. If you missed any of our broadcasts, you can catch up online at BibleIssues.org. Look for the audio sermons link. God bless you and hope you join us next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.